And staying with federal politics, the Communications Minister, Stephen Conroy, this morning denied that he's waging a vendetta against Google. The government has, though, called in the federal police to investigate the search engine provider over alleged privacy breaches, as Samantha Donovan reports.
The Federal Communications Minister, Stephen Conroy, has been at loggerheads with Google recently over his plans to introduce a mandatory internet filter. Last month, he called Google creepy and accused it of committing the single greatest breach in the history of privacy. Google says the internet filter, which would block pornography and other banned material, could affect user speeds and accidentally filter legitimate material. And now the minister is battling Google on another front. He outlined his concerns on ABC local radio in Melbourne this morning.
As Google have been going around the country and the world, photographing people's homes, photographing the surrounds, they've also been collecting data, and they've been collecting information from Wi-Fis that aren't protected. And so conceivably, it's possible that as Google drove past your home, if you didn't have the password protection and you were typing you're doing your online banking, passing personal information in a transaction, as they drove past, they could have captured that. It could potentially be a breach of the Telecommunications Intercept Act. And that's why the police will be seeking information from Google. They'll be asking to know what's gone on and why it's gone on.
Stephen Conroy was at pains to point out that the AFP investigation was initiated not by him, but by the Attorney General Robert McClelland after his office received complaints from the public. Mr. Conroy denies that he's attacking Google because of its concerns about his proposed internet filter.
Not in the slightest. I raise these concerns about these giant companies who don't seem to believe, Google, Facebook and others, who don't seem to believe that the Australian laws should apply to them. They say, hey, we're based in the US, we don't care what the European Union says, we don't care what individual jurisdictions in Europe say, and we don't care what the Australian government says.
Stephen Conroy says there's a growing list of countries with concerns about Google.
10 countries, including Canada and 10 in Europe, wrote to Google about a month ago expressing their concern, saying you must respect our privacy laws. Vivian Reding, the EU commissioner, has said Google will comply with our laws. The Austrian government have grounded the cars. The German government and the German minister have referred to the police for breaches of their privacy laws. So what you're seeing is a worldwide backlash.
Electronic Frontiers Australia is an advocacy group for online users. Spokesman Geordie Guy believes the AFP investigation is warranted.
Google set about to collect information that was publicly visible about people's wireless internet connections. And they were going to use that as part of some of their products, which use what's called geolocation, so showing you where you are. They only intended to collect some very specific information, but because the software they were using had been written for another purpose, they accidentally collected information from inside people's wireless networks, and that might include, say, email information or information about the web pages people were viewing. It seems that they probably needed to be paying a little bit more attention, a little more due diligence, and as a result of their carelessness, they may have broken the law.
Dr. Mark Gregory is an IT expert from RMIT University. He says similar investigations are well advanced in Europe.
Where Google has done the same thing and has recently stated that they will hand all of the information that was collected, that is the original hard disks that were used to collect this information, that they would hand it over to the federal authorities in those countries to ensure that Google did not retain the information that was collected. Now, whether or not the same thing would happen here if a request was made is yet to be determined. However, the concern that has been caused worldwide by this action carried out by Google has been considerable.
Google says the situation that's arisen in Australia was a mistake and that it will answer any questions investigators may have.
Samantha Donovan reporting.